All right, Tuesday morning, it is the 30th of October. 1 week from today is Election Day, and joining us right now is 10th District Democratic candidate for Congress, Kimberly Bison. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
We catch you in the middle of your thumbs up tour, right?
Absolutely, yes. We are on day five. We're going to be heading out today to visit a sugar beet factory tour, and then from there we'll be in Bad Axe for the town hall.
You when you're running for election in the 10th district, you realize what a big district it is and how much geography it covers.
It does. Along the thumb, we have a lot of tourism, and in the middle, we have a lot of agriculture. More south, we have education and manufacturing jobs and things to be concerned of.
As you've been out talking to people, what are you hearing from them as their main concerns that they want you to take to Washington?
Absolutely. The number one thing is healthcare. I think personally it's a human right to have access to affordable, quality health care. I think we need to look at other additional options as well.
Like what?
I really want to take a look at universal health care or single-payer system. For some people, health care is a matter of life and death, and they just quite simply can't afford the payments. And a lot of people are really choosing between a mortgage and getting proper care.
Pre-existing conditions have been the deal-breaker in health care, isn't that?
It has, yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people have pre-existing health care.
Sure.
You look at blood pressure and things like that and heart disease. And so they need another problem that I hear a lot, of course, is the high cost of prescription drugs. So Congress really needs to come together and come up with a better solution and not just repeal the Affordable Care Act and leave people hanging.
You're talking to, as you said, all kinds of different people, from farmers to seniors to young people too, right?
Yes, it's been really exciting. Like I said, we're on day five of the tour. Yesterday in Utica, quite a few students came to visit, college students, and people who actually just got out of college, and they're really concerned about the debt that they've incurred and you know, the rates that the government is placing on those loans and things, and they really can't make those payments. They're just really out of control.
So what could Congress do about that?
I think take a look and bring down those rates for those students.
But how?
Well, I'll have to get there and talk to the policy
right?
team, definitely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, part of being a good representative is being a good listener and then taking it to the team and trying to figure out solutions that actually are working for people.
What are some of the other things that you're hearing out there from people?
Well, they really don't like the negativity in a lot of the ads being placed right now, and it just kind of leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth. So I think, you know, what I'm hearing is I'm tired of hearing the browbeating of the other candidate, and they really want to hear more about that individual and what they plan to do when they get into office. So I think that's really kind of darkened this campaign season once again. I think they expressed disappointment with that.
What got you into this race? What was it that you said, I want to go to Washington to do this?
I think we just need to make huge change at a nationwide level. I'm, as you know, a huge environmental activist, basically. Mm-hmm. And so originally I got in for the environment. The IPCC just gave a warning about climate change again. Now there's 99% scientists who agree that climate change is here and made from man-made products and things like that. We also have a huge plastic problem. We need to get on board nationwide and fix some of these problems.
What about immigration? That has come to the forefront once again. We've got this caravan of immigrants heading through Mexico toward the border. What do we do with these people?
With the caravan?
Sure.
I think that Mexico needs to intercept here a bit. I mean, they are traveling through their country. I think it goes to show that we just don't have a very good relationship with Mexico, and I think we need to really get closer communication with our allies and come together with some of that crossing through Mexico. As far as immigration in itself, I do believe the DACA recipients deserve to have their citizenship as Americans and not be used as bargaining chips in legislation. I also feel that what had happened with separating families was very cruel. We still have, last report, 61 children that are left here without their parents. Their parents were sent home. So I think that we need to find compassionate pathways to immigration. And I think as Americans, I think we can come up with a solution for them.
Of course, they're coming here for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is jobs. They want jobs. We all want jobs. And unemployment rates are dropping. People have jobs, but a lot of people want better paying jobs. What can we do to increase wages?
Well, I am more of your progressive Democratic candidate. I support the living wage of $15 an hour. We need to get to that point. A lot of people that I've heard, they might have to work two or three jobs in order to make ends meet. They're just not able. Our minimum wage right now is just not a living wage. So we do need to address that.
What about the business owner that says, I can't afford to pay $15, or if I pay $15, I can't have as many workers. I'm going to have to let somebody go.
Well, with that, I think when you tie it in with health insurance and some of those solutions, I think that we can help out that small business owner. Some small business owners are actually hurt by some of the tariffs going on as well. So there's plenty of issues that, you know, a small business owner has to go through. So, for example, the restaurant business, they obviously wouldn't be part of that living wage, you know, so they would have to have a special solution for them.
The state of Michigan is going to become the latest state, and I think there's one or two others this November that are voting on marijuana legalization. Mm-hmm. Although states are acting on it individually, it's still a federal law that outlaws marijuana. So Michigan could legalize it, but it could still be against the law federally. Do you think that marijuana should be legalized at the federal level?
I don't know about that. I think it should be each individual state. And mm-hmm. I think it's a citizens' initiative to be on the ballot. And I think I'll let the people go ahead and decide if they want it and if they don't.
Okay. Are you in favor of that proposal one?
I see both sides. Absolutely. So I personally am going to vote yes. However, my mother is going to vote no. So
okay.
There we go.
Fair enough. A lot of conversations going on like that. I want to get back to something that you mentioned, plastics and the environment. How do we not necessarily eliminate, but reduce the amount of plastics that we use? And how do you legislate that?
So I completely have been talking to my policy team about some solutions. We definitely need to eliminate oil-based single-use products, and we can replace them with plant-based. This could offer a great opportunity for our local farmers here in the Thumb to produce. Even Michigan Corn Association produces these products. They just don't push them out. So I think with that, we can also build manufacturing jobs to go ahead and swap out to plant-based products. We have got to solve our plastic solution. Recycle water bottles. People have been wondering for years, why can't we do that? That has to be done. And if it can't be done on a state level, then it has to be done on a federal level.
Election day is a week from today, and so you've got just a week to state your case as you head down to the home stretch. Why should voters in the 10th District vote for Kimberly Bison for Congress?
I think I'm the best candidate. I live in Lexington, Michigan, and I've been involved in my community for over 14 years. I'm a community leader, president of Huronia Heights, chairwoman of Concerned Associations. I own my own business. I'm a climate reality leader, an international leader. Fighting climate change. So I think that when you, I've already been a representative to people in Lexington, and I think that makes me a great listener for people and to be able to work with them to find solutions on both sides of the aisle.
Kim, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much. Enjoy the tour.
Thank you, Paul.